Welcome back to the Dane and Josh Show, presented by Milk for Health.
Yeah, and this year it's going to look a little bit different. We'll still have guests, but we're going to be taking you guys more into the behind-the-scenes looks and some fun things and activities that we have going on. Let's get into it.
So we're going to kick it off to one of the most important nights of our lives, for sure, and that would be the Ring Championship Dinner. We want to shout out one of our teammates, Thomas Woody, we call him Wigsy, for hosting us at 13th Street Winery, I should say.
That's why they call him Wigsy.
That's why they call him Wigsy, and an amazing facility. If you haven't been there, it's close to Niagara-on-the-Lake to St. Catharines area. Yeah. It's amazing. Their butter tarts are to die for. I don't know. We were just talking about that.
Lots of calories
in them. But if you can sacrifice the calories, they are unbelievable.
It's worth it. And some great wine, too. It's funny because I think my parents actually have been there a couple times now, and they can't stop talking about it. And, great place to be, great people, great food as well.
Yep.
Obviously, the night went really well. We definitely enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little different. Obviously, you win in Buffalo, you obviously want to celebrate in Buffalo. That being said, right over the border, luckily enough, we have a teammate that has his own kind of facility type thing where we were able to take a shuttle over there, things got a little bit interesting from there, I feel like.
it is funny though, because like you end up, we're all getting together and we're meeting down at the arena, and it's like, all right, like we're doing this thing, I don't know what the rules are of what you can bring over the border, what you can't. And so we're getting on the bus, and obviously, there's kind of a weird guy on the bus too. I'm like, what's going on with this guy? And I think you might have pointed it out to me, like, who's the guy in the fedora?
Oh, right off the hop. Yeah. And like, nobody really knew. And I remember somebody going up to him and be like, are you supposed to be on this bus?
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't that guy to do that because I was scared too. But I just remember that.
Yeah, no, it was very interesting, and it's funny because obviously, you've got some older guys, some younger guys, and we end up getting to the border, and we've got we obviously naturally when you go to the border with a bunch of people, you got to make sure to, go through and declare everything, and they got to make sure that you are who you are, and everyone's fine except for Frankie Lucas Nielsen. And Frankie's just getting grilled and grilled and grilled, and everyone else is pretty much back on the bus at this point. I'm looking, I'm like, what's going on with this guy? Like, and I'm nervous for him too, because like, if you know Frankie, he's kind of shy.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what he's gonna say either.
You almost want to parent him through this process.
Yeah, I want to be like, okay, show him your passport. it turns out the guy didn't even have his. You didn't have his visa stamped in, so like that's what was getting held up, and he was trying to do backflips. But
I remember like while this process is going through, he was the last one, and I think it was you that was walking by and says, Frankie, are you good? And you can't really say that on the border when his name is Lucas Nielsen.
Yeah.
and kind of the story behind the Frankie, why we call him Frankie, one of our practices, JT, was like, Frankie Nielsen, and everybody's like looking around,
who's
like, who's Frankie? And I guess there was a guy that JT played with named Frankie Nielsen from New West, same place as Lucas Nielsen, and it just kind of stuck. And I think it's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah, it's great. And I felt bad too, because like immediately I was like, Frankie, like you're like, oh, like they're gonna think that Lucas isn't his real name, right? But obviously, all went well. We got to fly up to Woody's place, and it was great. It's a great night. You're with your significant others, and you get to meet all the boys, come down and have a good night. A lot of emotions too, right? Like you start really, it kind of starts to set in a little bit. Where was your head at? Once we got in there and you saw everything, you saw the amount of effort that everyone had put into it, like where was your head at with that?
I mean, it was all over the place. Maybe one too many cocktails on the bus ride there. It felt like a lifetime to get there. But it's just really cool to see everybody that played a part, whether it be media, obviously the doctors, the higher ups, obviously our teammates, everybody there in one location. You don't really get that.
Yeah.
Or when you do, it's during a game and you don't really get to see everybody. So it was a special night for everybody. Obviously, like you said, our significant others being so supportive of us, being on the road all the time. And it was amazing. I think it was very well put on. Obviously open bar, so that helps. But no, it was definitely special. And like having the kind of the rings be presented the way they were, mm-hmm. was obviously a special moment. What did you think about the rings?
They're awesome, right? I mean, it's cool because, like, you know, we've had three so far, and I feel like every year they've gotten a little bit cooler, a little bit different. And this year was obviously really unique with, you know, the face of it to be able to slide off of the ring. And a necklace was also involved in there as well. So, you know, it was cool to be able to see that. Obviously, you know, a little bit of a shout out to all the wives and the girlfriends and whatnot. And you know, I think it was awesome for Scott to get up there and thank them, and because realistically we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. And yeah, it's funny, like obviously Fee was rocking the pendant around her neck and stuff. So it's definitely cool, and to see them be happy and smile about it, it was pretty sweet. So yeah, best ring so far.
Definitely best ring so far, and I feel like every year I'm like, there's no way he can do better. No way they can do better. And I've been harping on Scott for a long time to get the pendant. I've seen a few teams do it, whether it be the NHL or NBA.
Yeah.
Obviously having the confetti little touches in there, the real confetti, which is amazing. Obviously the winning song that I love to sing. And we love to sing when we win. And just like the details in it, whether it be the diamonds or the amount of times we've won or whatever, the little details, I think he put a lot of thought into it. It was pretty cool for him to get us involved with that process. Yeah. Obviously, to a certain point where he's just like, okay, like, do you guys still want to know more, or do you want me to shut it down from here? And it was cool to kind of be a part of it for a little bit. But
You get to make some decisions off of like the type of, I think we were trying to figure out like the shape of it, the color of it.
Yeah.
Some of like the logo stuff, we were trying to figure out what was going to look best with there being a couple different kind of trophies in there and stuff. So that was definitely really cool to be able to be a part of that whole design process. And then, you know, he obviously took it from there and just blew it out of the park. Right. So
I do think that if/when we do win that next one, whenever that time is, it would be cool to. There's obviously so much going on with the rings, and Scott's done a great job, but and our fans are our backbone. It'd be pretty cool whoever that fan of the year gets to put a special piece in or an idea of their own into that ring. I think that'd be a little cool little touch.
Yeah, there's gonna be a cowboy hat on top of it.
So
I mean, that was cool. The other part about it too that kind of, you know, I think blew everyone away was the coffee paintings. You know, what do you think of that?
Oh, amazing. I definitely love art. We don't have much art in my household. My wife takes care of all that stuff, and she doesn't like what I have to say much when it comes to that kind of stuff, but she does have a great eye. But that part to put in my man cave, it's amazing. It's so creative. I really still don't even know how he was able to do that with coffee in general. And it's funny because obviously full circle, that was the guy that was on the bus. So he did a great job. What do you think?
Yeah, it was awesome. Obviously, it was one of those things where, you know, you're expecting the ring, you're expecting all that, and then like, you know, you kind of get surprised with this like custom made, you know, coffee painting of a moment that's so special in your life, like. It's something that you'll obviously remember forever and get framed. And like you said, it'll be living in everyone's man cave. So, you know, big shout out to John for the espresso art. It's, we can't thank you enough. And yeah, it is pretty funny now, you know, who the guy on the bus was. We were like, what's going on with this guy here?
Yeah.
Like, makes a lot more sense now. So, yeah, big shout out to him. And hopefully, you know, I think, he kind of started a little bit of a trend too. Like I know, I think Belts ended up getting something for his dad, and you know, hopefully, you know, it can continue to roll for his business. And yeah, man, it's pretty cool.
And so, like, for the next couple episodes, obviously, we want to change things up, and I want to briefly talk about our home opener, because that was a big part of the, obviously, the next following weekend, we had our home opener against Georgia, and
banner raising,
sold out crowd. Obviously, we knew everybody would show up like that, and obviously, it was special to play in front of a sold out crowd like that. Those moments where, obviously, Brett was the one who spoke in front of everybody.
Absolutely incredible,
yes,
by the way.
Out of nowhere, too. Nobody told us anything.
And so dialed, so, like, just perfect. Like, father, like son. Like, it's unreal.
It was amazing. And as soon as you lock in, your arms around your teammates, mm-hmm. and to look at it going up, it's so special. I wish I looked up there more often to just kind of remember. Even when, like, times go are tough in the season, just to look up there and just be like, okay, like,
remember who you are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But that was a special night for sure.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on, and you know, I think we've talked about it before, but it's great to be able to remember that, and then it's like it happens so quick, and you got to make sure to really lock in, because you've got, you know, another team waiting in the hallway to come through and blow your doors off, right? And they want to be the first ones to kind of get their hands on us at home, and. It makes things crazy, and what a game it was. There were some crazy moments in it. You know, obviously, you know, we had a good time. There's I don't know what's going on. We had a couple of good pictures in there where, like, I think we're either like chirping someone or something. Didn't something happen with the penalty? The goalie?
Yes, Dobson with the goalie.
Yeah.
End up in the penalty box. I think that was the first time ever in lacrosse. I'm sure fans were confused as us. I just remember when he did high stick Mickey.
Oh, he greased
Mickey.
Did,
he got him good. And I remember going to the penalty box and talking to the ref with their captain and, like, making a joke, being like, he should be kicked out of this game or be in the penalty box. Like, that's the only thing that's fair.
Yeah.
And then I turn around, and he actually makes that call. And I was so confused. I've never heard of, and just to see that picture of him sitting in a box full gear, like, it was wild.
I remember you came over, and I think we were at center, and you told me that. And you go, he's got to serve it. I was like, there's no way they're putting him in the box right now. It's impossible. And they're like, yeah. And, like, I walk over to our bench. I'm like, they're putting Dauber in the box. Like, and I think Shane Jackson was, like, at the door. He's like, did you just say they're putting Dauber in the box? I'm like, yeah, Dauber's in the box. And I start yelling at Shanny. I'm like, Shanny, get your pads on, buddy.
Yeah.
We got to go here. Like, get in there. And Shanny's like, I'm not going in there. Like, you're an idiot. And, of course, he went in there and then for 5 minutes stood on his head.
He played super well. And it's just – it's funny because, like, those are type of things that I feel like fans don't really understand, like, what's going on at those moments. And I want to let you guys know that we didn't really know either. Like,
Nobody knew.
It was a rule that we didn't know existed, and I don't even think that rule does exist.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a gray area, and it's I think it's supposed to be to the ref's discretion. But I think after the fact, I think they were told, hey, no more goalies in the box. That can't be happening. I loved it, though, because obviously we know Dauber pretty well.
Yep.
And to watch him sit in the box was definitely a funny moment for me. I'll remember that for a while.
100%.
That's for sure. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No, not at all. And, it's one of those things that we want to keep – kind of sharing these stories, whether it be on bus rides, trips somewhere,
practices,
behind the scenes, what we're seeing on the bench and stuff like that. We want to kind of change up these types of podcasts to kind of bring you guys behind the scenes. And I think it's important for you guys to kind of see what we see on a daily basis to an extent, obviously.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, it's going to be interesting to walk that line, you know, to make sure not to really be in it too much, but no, it's definitely, I think it'll be a different change of pace, you know, for the average viewer, and to be able to kind of give our two cents and our thoughts on some different things around the league and in game. And, you know, it's great. We have such a great fan base. We want to try to do our best to make sure to, you know, inform you guys the best that we can. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun year. If you want to see more of the Dane and Josh Show or even more Bandits content, be sure to follow us on social media.
Like and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Before we leave, we just want to thank our sponsors, Milk for Health. We obviously wouldn't be as strong as we possibly could without you. So thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, for our fans and our viewers, if you guys have any questions at all, make sure to go to bandits.com/Dane and Josh Show to submit yours. We want to make sure that we go and we help you guys understand this as much as possible and interact with you guys, you know, as much as possible. So we're super excited to get this going, and we'll see you guys soon.